Guess who's back?
Back again.
Baker's back.
Tell a friend.
Guess who's back? 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 Oh, we had too much fun.
That was exciting. You know, we dropped the podcast last night, and it just after the podcast was uploaded, we got news that Baker Mayfield has re-signed with the Buccaneers. Yes, Noah is representing that Cleveland jersey today, the Baker Mayfield Cleveland jersey. I guess we can now officially invest in Buccaneers number 6 this year, because Baker is back with the Bucs, with Mike Evans, with Antoine Winfield. And so it is a great thing. Guys, how do you feel about Baker Mayfield coming back?
He had a great season, especially when you compare his numbers from last year.
Oh, God.
I'll be talking about that later.
He was so good. I mean, this contract could be worth up to $115 million. $50 million of them are guaranteed, but this year he'll be paid $16 million. And that is insane. You don't see a guy get paid that much, especially with the fact he wanted 45 and he got 16. I mean, he's really – it's showing he's all in on the Bucks this year.
Yeah, good for him. I'm not sure if the Bucks have that money, but good for him. Definitely good for Baker.
The Bucks have it. There are ways to play with the salary cap, and so the Bucks and Jason Light have figured that part out. Not only did they re-sign Baker, but they went to my next priority out of the. You know, I had Winfield number one, Baker number two, Evans number three. It didn't go in that order, but we got all three. My number four was the kicker. Chase McLaughlin, 29 out of 31 this year, a major part of the Buccaneers' offensive output. And so he is also back with the Bucs, and they signed him today.
Yeah, he's a pretty good kicker. And I'm glad that we have a kicker for 3 more years instead of just re-signing someone new or something. Like, we have someone committed now.
Okay, that one Mr. Irrelevant was good. What was his name? I forgot. Before Chase McLaughlin. See, I'm a casual. So, Ryan Suckup.
Suckup.
He was a Mr. Irrelevant. I forgot about that.
From the Tennessee Titans, yes.
Mr. Right. Irrelevant.
And then the Bucs continue with moves. They released Russell Gage, which will definitely free up some cap space.
$10 million.
Gage didn't nearly have the impact that we thought he would as a wide receiver, as the third wide receiver for the Bucs. I think they're going to go with Trey Palmer probably as that number three guy. Devin Tompkins also re-upped today. And then in other news, Greg Gaines is coming back. Greg Gaines, the tush push stopper.
Yep.
Got he's under back it. With the Buccaneers. He got under Kelsey in one of the 2 times that they stopped the tush push this season. And then other big news, unusual to see trades in the NFL. And so Carlton Davis was traded to the Lions, along with a couple of 6th-round picks for a 3rd-round pick. Guys, what do you feel about Carlton Davis's time with the Buccaneers coming to an end?
I feel like we could have gotten a lot more with him, definitely. I think we could have gotten more than just a 3rd-rounder with 2 6th-round picks and a player.
He was scared to touch anyone.
That was true, too. That was very true.
He just wanted the ball.
And he also rarely played a full season.
14 seasons was the most he ever played.
About Russell Gage, I feel like he was supposed to be more than he was, definitely.
Yeah,
he was definitely held back by injuries, and I hope he has a good career. Definitely,
he didn't play a single snap with the Bucs except for preseason.
Yeah, he was supposed to be big though. It was sad.
It's so insane to me.
So, and yeah, I know you guys wanted more for Carlton Davis, but you know, Madden trades, and we'll see how NBA trades go. First rounders get thrown around all the time in the NBA because that's really all they have is first and second rounders. In the NFL, getting a 3rd-rounder for a proven veteran like Carlton Davis, unloading the salary, but also getting a 3rd-round pick in this draft. And we talked about it in our last podcast. This draft might be one of the deepest drafts in recent memory. And so the 3rd-round, there will still be some really talented
That's
people.
True. That's very true.
Yeah, I haven't seen a very talented draft or a very talented free agency in a while because this free agency – oh my gosh, there's so many guys and so many running backs.
This is a loaded free agency and a loaded draft.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's moving around. I'm like, oh my gosh, what?
It has been head spinning today. The number and the amount of moves that we have seen just in the first, I mean, it started at what, like 8 o'clock this morning? So here we are.
It started last night. Let's be honest.
So, you know, about 13 hours into this, and we have seen so many moves. One of the biggest moves, and the move that we thought would come before Baker Mayfield, was the move of Kirk Cousins to the NFC South as the Atlanta quarterback for how much, Noah?
For way too much. God, I believe it was $100 and something million dollars.
$180 million Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
God, there's so much money. So
over how many years? Like three? That's just insane.
I'm going to say, I mean, Kirk, he has his knocks and he wore the crazy chain on the plane, but Kirk definitely, he definitely was a very talented quarterback. He's definitely worthy of being the top paid quarterback possibly in this free agency class, going to Atlanta. And so, guys, coming into our NFC South, we now have Baker Mayfield re-signing. We have Kirk Cousins. So I'm going to kick it over to our list man, Trey. Trey, I want you to give us your top – well, there are four starters. The top four quarterbacks in the NFC South going into next season.
Okay.
You get the fanfare ready, Noah?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
All right. Number four, Bryce Young.
There we go.
Okay. Number three, Kirk O'Chains. Wow. Number two, Derek Carr. And number one, Baker.
Whoa, hot take, Trey.
Right off the panini maker.
Holy cow, I did not see Kirk. Okay, so tell us why you have Kirk as three. Noah's mind is blown.
Okay, so he didn't play that many games last year. He missed like, what, two games?
Oh, my God.
What? And he only had, injury? What?
Because he's coming off injury? Because
he had a torn ACL.
Okay, so. He missed like two or three games, right?
No, he missed a lot more than two or three games.
Oh, wait, hold on.
He missed six games at least.
Missed six?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a midseason injury.
Remember, Raggy, I might have to
re-evaluate. No, I think we need to run with Kirk Cousins as the third best quarterback in the South.
Yeah. So I was going to put him at two, but then I realized that he didn't have good stats. But then I was like, oh, he didn't miss that many games, did he? I did not realize he missed six games
at least.
Although Derek Carr missed a ton of games too.
Yeah, he also missed a million.
Hold on. I'm just gonna fact check ourselves.
God,
Kirk had three.
All right. Well, while he's fact checking, let's start at the bottom of the list here. Bryce Young is at the bottom of Trey's list. Noah, do you have him at the bottom of your list?
Yeah, he's at the bottom of my list.
All right.
He has no offensive line. There's no reason to put him anywhere else.
I didn't have him at four. I had him at three. I think talent-wise, he is the third best quarterback. If you isolate him just on his quarterback skills, I think he's the third best quarterback in the conference. I mean, in the division. He definitely has no supporting cast around him. And they traded away Brian Burns today as well. His supporting cast gets to be worse. Trey.
Kirk's last game was October 29th.
Yeah.
Forever. Early.
Okay. So, I think this is the first time that I'm going to edit a list. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to put him at two. Because, I don't like
Kirk Cousins, number two.
Kirk Cousins, number two.
So, yeah, Derek Carr, number three. So Derek Carr, he had a huge improvement from last year. He had 3,878 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions from his 3,500 yards and 24 touchdowns and 14 interceptions from last year. So it's a big improvement, but it didn't help his team much at all. There's, again, not much of a supporting cast, but it just didn't really help his team.
I had Carr's fourth, like personally.
Yeah.
He's not good.
Young is three. He's not.
So talent-wise, definitely Derek Carr four.
I'd love to see Jameis get a chance to chuck it for the Saints, honestly. You know, I mean, it would probably be good for the Bucs anyway, but I would like to see Jameis get a shot down
that's
there.
That's what I miss about Jameis is that he just didn't care. He would just chuck it.
That's right.
I mean, Baker chucks it, but not as much as Jameis did.
So you had Baker number one in the division. Noah, who's your number one in the division?
Number one is Baker.
Obviously. Huge improvement from last year, from like an 850 yards last year to 4,044.
Kyle Brandt, during his little streak where he was running for a touchdown and he got nailed by two guys, compared him to Mike Allstott the way he runs. He doesn't care who gets hit. He doesn't care if he gets hit. I love this dude. He controls the locker room, and he has the ability to love everyone in that locker room, and he will get hit whenever. There's a clip of him. He goes boom, boom, boom with his helmet. He is crazy, and I love that about him, especially the way that he will fight for his right.
Exactly. Party. All right. So about Bryce Young, he only had 2,877 passing yards last year, 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. That's insane. How do you go only throwing 2,000 yards in? He played all 18 games or 17 games, right?
He did, but yeah. he was a rookie on the worst team in the NFL.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that goes a long way. Hopefully they do get him some help because he is talented, no doubt.
Alert. Bucks re-signed Chase Edmonds.
Okay. Thank you. Breaking uh-huh. news. Chase yeah. Edmonds, the third string running back. All right. So keeping with the quarterback theme, another big quarterback signing that we got was Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh for $1.2 million. Russell Wilson, guys, what do you think?
As we said, he was going to get signed for a really small contract. And, God.
He's making $39 million from Denver next year to go with the 1.2 you'll get from the
Steeler country. Let's make iron
as well.
Yeah, like what's this going to be his new catchphrase now? He's yeah. not going to be like Broncos country, let's slide. Steelers country, let's weld. let's put together scaffolding.
Let's forge.
Exactly.
Yeah, the X has been just rife with memes and jokes today. It said, you know, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record. In comes Russell Arthur Wilson. Smith. In comes Russell Wilson. Steelers, let's ride. And it showed a car going off a cliff. they've had a lot of fun with Russell Wilson today. But, you know, we were just watching back some clips of Russell Wilson from last season. And, you know, when he was benched by Sean Payton, he was actually one of the leading quarterbacks in the league.
He was a very good quarterback. I just think that team was terrible. Courtland Sutton, in a lot of those clips that they were showing on NFL Network, he looked good. But the rest of that team was terrible.
Yeah, there was no supporting cast.
And the no defense.
Thing, yeah, the thing with the Steelers and with the Seahawks when he was with them, the Seahawks had the defense, the Legion of Boom that we all remember very well, that killed offenses. And we see this Pittsburgh team that has a defense, but they need an offense. And Russell Wilson can make that offense happen. The defense just was never off the field. And we see TJ Watt again almost becomes the deep boy. And I think this is going to add a lot to them, and they'll be a pretty certain playoff team.
So quarterbacks obviously get all the headlines, but running back is probably the position that we have seen the most movement today.
I am going to have a hard time when it comes time for fantasy football to know who is playing where. The seats on the musical chairs merry-go-round
have changed so significantly. So guys, we had a lot of names talked about today. Saquon, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones, Eckler, Singletary, Pollard, Swift, even Antonio Gibson made a move. Which guy landed in the best place for them?
I think his name is Saquon Barkley. Jeez, that offense, they're so good. And that team is so good overall. And I think what Saquon needed, you saw he was three plays away from being in the playoffs. And I really think that he's going to be another playoff team finally. And he's going to get his chance finally to go and get a ring.
So I have positives and negatives for Saquon. First off, those quads are really going to help on the tush push. Definitely.
But Jalen Hurts, that's some serious quad.
Yeah, that's some, yeah. Mm-hmm, definitely.
Combined.
Well, okay. If Jalen Hurts gets the goatee back, then that tush push is immaculate. Have you guys seen that? Oh, my God. It looks terrible. Anyways, but the problem with Saquon is that that's not what the offense needs. That offense needs coaching.
Yeah. But what I think is going to happen a lot is that run game is going to be boosted and they're going to be able to do a lot more because DeAndre Swift was good. I'm not going down on him at all, but Saquon is really good.
Definitely.
And he's electric. And you were saying that tush push is going to be good. Combined squad of over 1,600 pounds. Like,
that's gonna be insane.
There's a clip of Jalen Hurts in college squatting 800 pounds on his own, and I'm certain Saquon can also do that.
Imagine if they got that other Green Bay running back in that backfield.
Oh my God. AJ Dillon, the quad father,
the quadzilla. If they got him in that backfield, holy cow. I'm sorry.
Well, Dillon might have lost a seat on the merry-go-round as well. As Josh Jacobs moved from Las Vegas to Green Bay, he also displaced Aaron Jones in the process, which to me, it was one of the most shocking moves of the day. So, guys, what do you think Green Bay is thinking with that move? Josh Jacobs coming in, Aaron Jones on the way out.
The thing is with Aaron Jones last year, he got hurt a lot. And what they're thinking is they want some guy who's not going to get hurt. And you see Josh Jacobs over there in Las Vegas, and he's not getting hurt, and he's also running the ball on nearly every play, just running into guys and into guys over and over again for 60 minutes.
Josh Jacobs was definitely held back by a terrible team. Let's be honest. That Raiders team was not good at all. So same as Max Crosby. They're both being held back. So now that Josh Jacobs is on a better team, he's going to get a better opportunity. And it's also that offense is going to be insane now. If you stop the pass, they'll just give it to Josh Jacobs and he's just going to run right through you.
All right. So moving down the list here, Austin Eckler was one of the most recent signings, and he went to the Commanders, goes from being the bell cow back in San Diego, a do-it-all guy, to Washington. Guys, how do you feel he will do in Washington?
Again, the same thing with Saquon. That's not what that offense needs. That offense needs not coaching, though. It needs a wide receiver besides scary Terry McLaurin. Definitely.
Yeah. That's not what they need at all. What they really need is an offensive line. Because as we saw last year, Sam Howell, one of the most sacked players in the entire NFL, which is not something that we need from him. And it sucks because he's actually a good quarterback, and he for a while led in passing yards this season. But Austin Eckler, he's undrafted again. He's from around LA. They call him pound for pound because of the way that he runs. And I really think this is not the right move for them. They needed O-line. So they should have made something towards that situation.
Well, and there's still more free agency, so maybe they will. But obviously they want to run the ball in Washington, and Eckler is a great back to do that. Just can he do it without having all kinds of other weapons around him like he did in Los Angeles? Devin Singletary replaces Saquon Barkley, a less sexy move for the New York Giants. And then Tony Pollard goes to Tennessee. Really interesting move because Tennessee was also the team that had probably the best back in the NFL last year in Derrick Henry. So does that mean the end of Derrick Henry in Tennessee? We already saw him kind of give a retirement speech after his last game.
Well, first off, Derrick Henry was not the best. Against the Bucs, Yaya Diaby stopped him from the first quarter. He had negative 14 yards. Like, first off, but he is also a great running back. I'll say that. I'm going to say he's going farewell. He's not going to stay there. But also, Tony Pollard's a pretty good running back. They've got the other rookie from last year, and he's pretty good. But I think Henry might end up going somewhere else. Or no, he probably will. And as a good running back, he'll get a good deal. He's a vet. He has the years of experience in Tennessee. He won't retire, but he'll have another couple years with another team.
So why are we downgrading from running backs? Honestly, we're going from Derrick Henry to Tony Pollard, who was very good in 2022, but didn't show like he showed in 2023. And then we went from Saquon to Derrick Singletary, which I guess makes sense because Derrick Singletary is
Devin Singletary. Yeah.
Yeah. Devin Singletary. He's a budget. He's a budget running back. But the problem is that who are these two teams that just signed these running backs going to build their team around? Are you really going to build your whole offense and defense around like Tony Pollard? I don't even know what the Giants are going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony Pollard's a young running back, and I think what they're trying to do is start the rebuild because obviously no Tannehill over there. They're probably going to go. Oh, no, they've got Will Levis. They're not going to go quarterback. But they're going to keep rebuilding this team and making it young.
Definitely.
Because that's part of their process right now.
Well, I've got a crazy conspiracy theory that I've been adhering to for several years, and I think this is exactly what Trey is talking about, the devaluing of running backs. And it is all because of the Shanahans. Going back to Mike Shanahan, the father of Kyle, Mike Shanahan, when he was with the Broncos and winning Super Bowls every year, he'd draft the guy in the fifth or the sixth round, like Olandis Gary or Mike Anderson or Terrell Davis.
Ooh, I think Olandis Gary needs to go in the name Hall of Fame. That's a great name.
Run for 1,500 yards and 13 touchdowns, and then they kick him aside after 2 years because they weren't worn them out, and they go to the next guy. And then you look at Kyle Shanahan, and aside from having McCaffrey last year, Kyle Shanahan has been the same guy. He's had different backs every year. Raheem Mostert came out of nowhere being a Shanahan guy. So the Shanahans have ruined running backs. Running backs don't stay in the same place and don't put up the years that they do. Henry is not by any stretch of the imagination over the hill. Even though Noah said he was tackled by Yaya Diaby, he did run for almost 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns last season and averaged 4.2 yards per carry. So he is still a really great running back. He's one of the biggest, strongest, fastest running backs in the league. I would love to see him on my team's roster. And so I think it's sad to see him pushed aside for a guy like Tony Pollard, but Pollard's got less wear on the tread and probably will do really well in Tennessee.
Can we go back to that Broncos name? Was it Olandis Gary?
Olandis Gary. Yes.
Okay. So his first name sounded like a Greek god, but you have Gary.
That was good the last Lord. Name. Yes. Yeah, it might have sounded more normal to be Gary Olandis, I guess, but
yeah, Gary. That's too contradictory. It's perfect.
All right, and there were other running back moves. Well, let's go to the defense a little bit. One of the first moves of the day that we saw was Christian Wilkins going to Vegas. And right before the podcast, right before we turned on the mics, I pointed out to Trey that Wilkins is going to be paired up with Max Crosby on that front line for Vegas.
That is going to be disgusting.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good defensive line. They're going to be killing. One of the plays that we saw of Russell Wilson earlier, you see Christian Wilkins right behind him, and he is this big dude, but he is running fast. Like, this guy is a big dude. He can run fast, and he can run very, I don't know, powerfully through the offensive linemen. I think he'll be a good fit there.
I think you've seen with Super Bowl teams in recent history, well, probably in the last 10 years, the teams that can get after the passer are the teams that are going to be playing in February. And so this is a team that's going to be able to get after the pass with Gabe Wilkins, with Wilkins in the middle and Crosby coming around the end. This is going to be a team that's going to be formidable just because of that.
Well, you might actually be right, because like last 10 years, Von Miller, let's think about it. Hold on.
Von Miller and Shaq Barrett on the same line.
Yeah. Von Miller like three times actually, because he was just twice, because Broncos Rams.
Yeah, Bill thought they were gonna capture the magic too, and it didn't work for them.
No, nope. Sadly.
I mean, he's still there. They just got rid of a bunch of people for him.
Yeah, he like tore his leg or something.
Yeah, the Bucs defense with Barrett and and Pierre Paul.
And also with the amazing Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea in the middle. God, that was Vita Vea's line.
He's fast for a nose tackle, but
he played running back in high school.
We're getting a little off track. So Christian Wilkins, he is good, but he is not what that team needs. Again, we are signing people. We're just wasting money at this point. But he's going to be a good fit. But why are we throwing away money? That's not what that team needs at all.
It kind of is. They need more D-line, and he's a D-tackle.
They need an offense.
I mean, they've got Devontae Adams, and they've got
who's going to throw to him?
Hey, Warren Sapp once said, give me 16 points, and I'll give you a W.
They've got O'Connell.
Fair. If you can't score, can't win.
Hey, they're going to have Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell vying for the starting job in Vegas.
And they've
If you can't if you can't score, you can't win. But if you can't score, you can't win.
I mean, get a safety, we're good. Like, yeah, that's all we need. A
couple safeties, pick six.
We're good. Yeah. I don't know what you mean. Offense? What's an offense? Yeah. Like, I'll just punt the ball back to you guys.
Just put the defense on the field. Screw it.
So what's amazing is we have gone on for a long time here talking about free agency, and we are only 13 hours in. This is exciting. This is going to continue tomorrow. We may, if things go well tomorrow, we might be back again. So guys, what are some look fors for you moving forward? Some guys that haven't landed or haven't moved yet. What do you want to see happen in the next few days of free agency?
I want to see Derrick Henry go somewhere. Wherever he's going to go, that offense is going to be disgusting.
There were two guys that, two guys actually that agreed from the Bucs, Jason Light and Rashad White. And you're wondering, why am I talking about this? Rashad White obviously got so close to 1,000 yards, right? And he was really good. He was a great running back. But his best season, I feel like, still was his rookie year when he had that 1-2 punch with Leonard Fournette. So what they're looking at right now in Tampa with Jason Light is they're looking at the two guys, King Henry and Aaron Jones, to sign. And there, I'm certain that both of them are visiting currently.
Hold on. So you're saying your next target for the Bucs is either Derrick Henry, you called him King Henry, mm-hmm. or Aaron Jones to pair with Rashad White.
Yes. And this is via Jason Light, GM.
I think you've caught the crazies.
I'm just speaking facts, Trey.
I think we need to ship him back to the funny farm.
With what money, though?
Yeah, exactly. With what money?
We still
have
a lot of money. I don't know what you're talking about. We just cut Russell Gage for $10 million. And the most contract right now money for a running back is around $10 million. So why not? Running back's right there sitting on a platter.
Yeah, and we would solve all of Derrick Henry's problems because Yaya Diaby wouldn't be able to tackle
mm-hmm.
him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, Trey, what do you got?
Oh, my God. Okay, so first of all, before I do that, did you guys hear that Saquon Barkley just responded to
– Wait, hold on. Let's set that up. Tiki Barber, who has it?
I have it. So Tiki Barber went on
– Giants great.
Giants great. Amazing running back. Brother of Rondae Barber. Tampa native, I believe. And he went on Instagram earlier today, or Twitter, and he was saying, Saquon, you are dead to me. And that was because he went to the rival of the Giants.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, so Trey, you've got a response.
So he directly said, he's dead to us now. He's dead to us. You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me. That's exactly what he said. And so Saquon responded on Twitter with @TikiBarber, you've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me. So he called him a hater. Haters gonna hate. I think Taylor Swift is getting to all of the NFL now. So Saquon, I hope you don't shake it off. Please don't.
God, that's insane.
Just call it a hater.
Saquon comes back.
All right. So lots of drama. The drama continues 13 hours in. It'll continue for the next 24 hours, I'm sure, and for the weeks to come. And we'll be here all along the way to give you our very interesting commentary.
That's insane.
All right, guys. The Bucks have started off free agency with a bang. And so we're going to end this podcast with a...